This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver voters will decide whether to let the city borrow hundreds of millions of dollars for new facilities and street improvements. City councilors forwarded the questions to the November ballot. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports nearly half the money would go towards two venues on the National Western Center campus, and one of them would be brand new.
So that includes a new 10,000 capacity arena and renovations to an existing building. The entire arena is going to cost about just over $200 million. So this would help pay for a portion of it. It would pay for $160 million. It would be used year-round as an entertainment arena and be the centerpiece of the National Western Center. And it would effectively replace the Denver Coliseum.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. Like the state as a whole, the population in parts of southeastern Colorado grew more than the national average, according to 2020 census tables released earlier this month. But KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports other areas in the region lost residents.
El Paso County grew by some 17.4%, adding more than 100,000 people last decade. But out on the eastern plains, Bend County's population shrank by about 13%. Those two counties experienced some of the largest shifts in the region. They're also emblematic of population trends in this part of the state, showing growth in urban areas and most plains counties shrinking. Like other rural communities, Bend County's population is small compared to the urban centers. It's home to less than 6,000 residents, so a shift of several hundred people results in a high percentage of change. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. Grand Junction's at 71.